The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley, the podcast for people who want to improve their quality of life through caring about their mental, emotional and spiritual well-being. I'm your host, Katie Carey, and I will be sharing wisdom and ideas from myself and some expert authors, coaches and energy healers that could be just what you need to hear to transform your life today. Hello, welcome back to Soulful Valley. I hope you've all been enjoying the show so far. This week we had the incredible Sandy Forster, who is just an amazing woman. And when I thought about, you know, how she inspired people like Denise Duffield Thomas and Sarah Prout, who I've been following for quite a few years now, and other people that I can see in the coaching industry that are there because of Denise Duffield Thomas, and just this butterfly effect that it's had. Doesn't that just really make you want to step up and get out there in the world and serve the people that you really need to be serving instead of holding back for fear of what other people might think of you? It really, really changes the way you look at things when you look at the impact that these women have made. So if you haven't had a listen to that episode, go back and find it. It's incredible. Sandy is a fantastic author. You can go and find her links on the show notes of the last episode. A lot of it was around the theme of the law of attraction, because she herself went from welfare to millionaire. It would be great for you to go and check out her story properly. I've just come out myself of an advanced law of attraction coaching group, which is actually Lisa Phillips' group, and we hold that one once a month. And it's really good to keep touching base and remind ourselves of the power that we have when we prioritise feeling good. It's very easy to be pulled into feeling low and depressed when the world around you is so negative and chaotic, isn't it? But when you remind yourself that you have these tools, that you can feel better instantly if you choose to, it's just a great way to live life, really. I had a funny thing happen today. Yesterday, I decided that I should get on to Yasmin Boland's chanting class that she does. At the moment, she's doing it at 10:30 every morning on a Zoom. And for weeks, I've been intending to go to do this. And I thought to myself yesterday, oh, I really need to make the effort. And then I realised that I had a podcast interview at 10 o'clock. So I couldn't do it. So I thought, all right, I'll have to start on Thursday instead. And I got myself ready, all dressed up and makeup and everything, which is unusual because I don't normally bother to put makeup on. But if you've been listening, you'll know I have fibromyalgia. So I also don't like to spend too much of my energy on getting myself ready, because I'll need a nap by the time I'm ready to do the interview. So there is a reason. But I was really excited about this interview because it's with a lady who does another podcast that I absolutely love. And her name is Lily. And she is the podcast host of the Confidence Academy. And Lily is on a very similar wavelength to me, and she also, well, she's a singing coach, so as you know, I love to sing. She absolutely ticks all of the boxes for me to want to have a conversation with her. But I could not get on the internet this morning to it just wouldn't let me in. I think I was trying for about half an hour, because I was trying 15 minutes before she was due to come in, and I carried on trying until 10:15. So I tried for about half an hour, and I was getting a wee bit irritated. And then I afterwards when I realised that it just wasn't going to happen, I sat down in my chair and I looked at my phone. And the next thing that popped up was an event with Yasmin Boland to join her chanting. So I went and joined her chanting and I realised it was because I was supposed to be there in the first place. So I plan on making that a good habit for the next, for as long as she's doing it now, because it made me feel really good and I love singing, so chanting really fits too. And I spent a bit of time on Smule again today because I really love the Smule app. It gives me the opportunity to sing whenever I feel like it, whatever I feel like singing, and I love to be able to do that. So just a little reminder again for everybody to think about the things that you love to do or enjoy doing that nothing can stop you doing. So even if we can't go anywhere, there are things that make us feel joyful that we can still do at home. And usually they're the fun things that we don't even consider as adults often enough, really. I stopped singing for years. I stopped reading books for years when, you know, I didn't have the time was my excuse, but I wasn't actually giving time to myself to fulfil the needs that of, you know, things that made me feel good. So it's really, really important to take the time, think about what you like to do, whether that's sitting down and doing some mindful colouring, drawing a picture, writing, journaling, writing a song, playing an instrument. I'm sure there's so many things. Oh, dancing around is a good one. I mean, I can't dance properly these days, but I can certainly have a good go at moving about. And I even joined a belly dancing class, so that proved to be a bit more difficult than I had realised, but it made me laugh. And that is the important thing as well, isn't it? Make yourself laugh. As often as you can, watch things that make you laugh, connect with people that make you laugh, really be choosy about the conversations that you get involved in and what you're scrolling through on social media. If you've got people on social media that are making you feel bad every time you see what they read, then just unfollow them for a while. My newsfeed is filled, I'd say 98% of my newsfeed is filled with really, really great posts that are uplifting, and that's what we all need at the moment. There's plenty of moaning, anger and hatred in the world, so focusing on what we can do for ourselves, feel better, is just the best thing that you can do. So write yourself a happy list, write yourself a fun list, and don't forget something that every single coach I think has mentioned, that has spoken to me, has been the gratitude list. The appreciation list, if you want to really ramp up those feelings. And it might seem like a bit of a, you know, you might seem a bit irritated that you've got to do that, but try and think of it less of as a chore and more of a one of your tools that make you feel better, that has the potential to really make you feel better if you get into the practice of doing it every day. Anyway, I have got to disappear now. It's getting quite late and I've still got to edit this and upload it, and I haven't had my afternoon nap today. So I will love you and leave you until the next episode. Bye for now. So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now. Thank you for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. I hope that you've heard something today that makes your life a little lighter. Our aim is to share love, light and wisdom, and to raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed this show, please subscribe, rate and review, and let others know about this podcast if you think they would benefit from listening to it. For a free EFT guide, or to join my Alignment Seekers free Facebook group, or to work with me one-to-one, you can find more information at Soulful Valley on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, and you can email me at soulfulvalleypodcast@gmail.com. Bye for now.